It was a state-of-the-art boat. At the time, the bank involved were more than willing to advance finance. A number of years later, the Department of the Marine superimposed extra standards and extra stipulations, which is fine. The owner went back to the bank, and between that and a number of other problems with the collapse in shellfish prices at the time, the bank was unwilling to advance the funds to carry out the modifications needed to render the boat seaworthy, to have a license to continue to be involved in shellfish harvesting. Through no fault of the owners, it was a finance stroke Department of Marine issue. They just basically threw the owner under a bus.